forgive me this morning. The crud seems to have returned. I don't know what's quite going on with all that. But nonetheless, it is Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice. Rejoice, indeed. Pink socks, the whole deal. Pink vestments, perhaps pink other things. Who knows? Just kidding. If you were listening carefully to the lessons this morning, you probably noticed a great contrast between the first two and the gospel. The prophet Zephaniah is rejoicing in the fact that indeed the Lord God would deliver them from their bondage. They were in Babylon at the time, and the Lord has promised that indeed he will return them to their land and to their fortunes and to the things that were taken away from them. And we hear over and over again the word rejoice, rejoice. And St. Paul as well, rejoice, I say again, rejoice. The Lord is at hand, let all men know your forbearance. Be anxious about nothing, but in all things know that the Lord is near. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts always in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have this wonderful sense of proclamation of joy in Zephaniah and in Philippians that St. Paul shares with us. And then we get to the gospel, and we hear what? You brood of vipers! You brood of vipers! You know, flee from the wrath that befalls you. You know, bear fruit that befits repentance. Bear fruit that repents forgiveness. Excuse me. And yet at the end of the passage, we hear that he's, with many exhortations, proclaiming the good news. But the people are listening. The people are understanding. And as I mentioned last year, they're willing to make that U-turn in their lives. They're willing to turn around and turn and ask, what are we to do? And so they come to him and they say, you know, what shall we do? And he says, you know, if you have two coats and somebody has none, share. If somebody doesn't have food, give them food. And the tax collectors came, and they said, you know, what shall we do? And he said, you know, collect no more than, you know, you're appointed to collect. Now think the state of California and think how unfair all that is. Now they want to tax your texts. That's the latest, new, greatest thing, you know. Next it'll be breaths of air and that sort of thing. But anyway, he says, you know, collect no more than you're to collect. Remember, tax collectors were hated. And the soldiers came to him and they said, what shall we do? And he said, you know, rob nobody by violence or by false accusations. Do your job, do what you're supposed to do. And in all those things, the people's hearts are beginning to be turned back to God. And that truly is the good news. Truly is the good news. So on the third Sunday of Advent, the word is joy and rejoice. Now, joy is not a word that we use perhaps in everyday language, and certainly probably not rejoice, right? So when we're pleased about something or our day is going well, we might be happy about that, right? You know, I'm happy when I get an In-N-Out burger, you know, a double animal double. That makes me really, really happy. With animal fries, that's even better. Or a really, really good piece of pizza. Or my dog behaves like she's supposed to. That makes me happy. She brings me happiness. Actually, she brings me joy. True. But happiness is a fleeting thing. Happiness is an emotion. Happiness is that which is here today and gone tomorrow. Joy is something deeper. Joy is what we can know only when we reside in God. A great sense of well-being upwelling in ourselves, knowing that indeed we're surrounded by God's mercy and love always. Rejoice, again, I say rejoice. Know that the Lord is at hand and be ready to receive him. That is the watchword this morning. So as we travel through now, we're less than 10 days out, right? 10 days out from Christmas. It's going to get kind of busy for you, right? I've been saying this for the last 2 weeks. You've got things to do. You're going to be running around doing this and doing that. But remember what the season is about. The season is about preparing yet again for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, to celebrate his birth and incarnation on the day of, and then also to receive him again when he shall come again in power and great triumph. And the proper preface, that's what I say prior to the beginning of the Eucharistic canon, for Advent says that when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again in power and great glory to judge the world, and we talked about that on the first Sunday, yes, he will. He will come to judge the world and each one of us. May we rejoice and be not afraid to receive him. May we rejoice when he comes because of that great love that he has for us. He wants always something more for us, and he wants us to know that love, and he wants us to have that love in our hearts so that the words that come out of our mouth are again, rejoice, again I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Know that he is coming soon. And so as you go through your busyness for the next week, and we get to the day before Christmas Eve, carry that joy, carry that knowledge that is truly the good news of God in Christ. He who has come and he who will come again to judge the world without shame or fear, that we may rejoice to behold his appearing. And think about using that word joy and rejoice. Next time when you feel happy, don't say, I'm just happy. Say, I rejoice in knowing that I'm loved by God. I rejoice in that joy that comes only from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.